Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And here we go. Digital Adele back with another Hoops Profile Beyond the Backboard podcast for you with my co-host, Matt Hanifin. How are you doing today, Matt?
I'm doing good, man. Free agency is a buzzing. Moves happening everywhere, but we're here to talk about the draft. We're not here to talk about whatever.
Free agency is in full swing. There's something that just happened for the Miami Heat that you'll probably be writing about a little bit later.
Yeah.
Maybe doing some YouTube shorts on it or something.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. But let's get into the recap of the second round of the 2025 NBA draft. So we already discussed the very, very first pick of the second round at the end of the last episode. So we'll quickly recap that. That was Rashear Fleming via trade to the Phoenix Suns. Gave them exactly what they needed. 3-point shooter, super long wingspan, switchable, a little bit of an athlete, even though his testing numbers weren't that great. But we always say testing isn't real basketball.
Yeah. And I mean, he was a top like 12 player on your board, right? He was like 14 or 15 on mine.
Oh, he was really high. I think he was 13th, but let me pick it up. I can tell you exactly what he was. I had concerns throughout the evaluation process about his basketball IQ.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think it was this bad, but whenever a player falls like that, yeah, he was top 12 on my board. When they fall like that, there's some sort of red flag that we aren't privy to.
Yeah, I also wonder if some of it was due to, like, I don't know, I'm speculating here. I'm not saying this is, you know, true or untrue, but, like, the lack of self-creation.
Right.
Other teams toward the end of the first round, like Boston, for example, like we talked about, like, swinging for upside.
But he's not even that old.
He's not, but I'm just saying, like, they get, it's more like he's, you know, he played 3 years in college. He's, what, 20 going on 21, like.
Right.
Not saying he doesn't have upside. He does have upside. But, like, I wonder how much some of that has to do with some of it with some of these teams. It may not be all of them. The Nets just taking 700 ball handlers. Rashear Handling's not a ball handler, so he didn't fit in their criteria of that. Neither is Drake Powell, but they still took him 22.
No, Drake Paul is not a ball handler at all. But he is a fierce wing defender, though. So that'll be nice for them.
I don't know. It's kind of like Phoenix made, I don't remember exactly where they started, but they started in the 50s.
Right.
They made one trade up. I believe it was with the Lakers, and then they traded up again after that. And like getting two top 50, I mean, I know they forked over like a ton of, you know, future second round draft capital. But
straight out of the Miami Heat playbook.
Right. Well, except the Heat will actually just attach to random dudes to get off it.
That's right.
But they did good work getting like two top 15 prospects on our board.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because they got Mollowatch with the first one.
Yeah, Mollowatch was a great pick for them. I mean, for where they started, like you said, for them to be able to get that guy, and it takes care of a need they've been trying to fill for a very long time.
Yeah. Like rangy, lengthy. And at least in Rashear's place, like Rashear's case, it's like a, you know, like a 3-and-D for Mollowatch. It's like rim running. Like they got two rim runners with Mark Williams coming there. Like I think they did good work. I think with them, this is a separate conversation for a separate day. But I don't know about their lack of facilitation.
Yeah, that's still going to be a big question mark for them for sure.
And how that maximizes them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, they're out West. They lost Kevin Durant. They weren't very good with Kevin Durant. I don't think they have any chance to compete in the West.
Oh, I don't either, but I'm just saying, like, just maximizing those guys in terms of, like, you know, right, developing them.
Yeah, for sure. But what does this do for Devin Booker, though? Like, it's kind of like, hey, man, you're a great player, but you're staying out here in Phoenix. Nice weather, good salary, but you're not going to win anytime soon.
$70 million a year, and then you figure it out.
That's right.
And again, he gets a center that's better than Nick Richards and Yusuf Nurkic. Theoretically,
yeah, for sure. And I forgot to tweet this out.
A 3-and-D wing, because like they remember, like they've needed defense too. Like they got absolutely Ryan Dunlap in last year's draft, but it definitely was not enough, and they were still like an objectively bad defense.
Right, because Booker's, I mean, he's decent, but he's not really a defender by any stretch.
Yeah, especially when he has that much burden. Like during international play, like he was solid, but he was also in a smaller role.
Absolutely. Solid's probably the best way to describe it. All right, let me get this tweeted out here real quick. Tell the people about Noah Penda going to the Orlando Magic.
This one's an interesting one because it's like he's still a raw prospect. He's very physical, has good feel, not very athletic. The shooting percentages, I don't think, were there, which for the Magic in that case is a little bit of an issue. They traded up to get him. Boston originally had that pick.
Right.
They traded like 3 second rounders, like or like 3 future seconds, something like that. Like they gave up a pretty hefty package to move up. I think it was like 14 spots, 15 spots. Because they were in the mid-40s. And so,
absolutely.
Like, I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan of that. Just because it's, again, like, I think he'll have time to develop. Or, like, he's in a situation where, like, he needs to develop. But, like, I don't think they need to trade up for that.
Right. No, I don't
think
they did.
I just don't think he fits all that.
I don't think they needed to trade up for it either. I don't see the fit. And also, where would you pick Cal Anderson in a redraft? Like
1-1. I know where you're going with this. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, he's essentially a poor man's Kyle Anderson. Like, both have suspect jump shots. Both are extremely slow. Both are rugged defenders. Good rebounders. Good connectors. Do a little bit of everything, but not a great prospect by any imagination. Now, that being said, I mean, I had Noah Penda on my big board. I just didn't have him going 32. I had him like 40th overall on my big board.
I want to say I had him around 30.
Okay, so this is more in line where you had him on in the talent pool. Okay.
Yeah, but there were still players that I had higher that went later.
Yeah, well, this draft was funky like that. But a big shout out to the people watching on playback. Drop us a comment. And on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe and drop us a comment as well. Noah Penda, after he went, the Hornets did something crazy. So, I mean, I like it because I'm not a big fan of LaMelo Ball, and they need point of attack defense on that team. They went and drafted Zion James out of Duke. Now, he was one of my favorite under-the-radar guys coming into this draft because he takes care of the ball. He's not going to stop the ball, meaning he'll keep it moving, even though he's not a great facilitator. Dog point of attack defender, great rebounder, and he's super tough. But is he 33rd overall tough? I mean, that's a lot of toughness.
Yeah. I liked what Charlotte did throughout this draft, but I mean, again, they also had 2 back-to-back picks, but even like regardless.
That's like the NFL, whenever it's like a team that accumulated like all these draft picks and they got like 4 first-round picks and they're like, they had the best draft out of anybody in the league. Well, they had 4 first-round picks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still like what Charlotte did, just like some of the other guys they got.
You liked Liam McNeely, huh?
No. The thing with Sion, like, how much do you buy the shot?
Because I think the shot when he's wide behind open.
Correct. I also think that's how NBA defenses are gonna play him.
Right.
And so he's got to knock those down. Like, I think to a certain extent that's his swing skill.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, he's never gonna be like a high usage creator. Like, to your point, he can be a connector. He'll be a good point of attack defender. He can defend, a couple different positions. But I think the real swing skill is the shooting, and to play devil's advocate, the justification for taking him 33rd is like, you really buy the shot over the last 2 years, even though he was an older college prospect.
And I do buy it. I just buy it as a standstill, wide open shooter. Anytime he's on the move, no.
Oh, no.
I don't buy that at all.
Yeah.
But
like, he's more of a connective piece than like anything else.
Agreed. Complete connective tissue. To get a little anatomy lesson in there. The Charlotte Hornets then selected 34th overall. Your favorite person that you like to watch run. Like, you're like putting this guy up on the treadmill big screen when you're on a treadmill at the gyms. And that's Ryan Kalkbrenner.
I go to the gym in the morning and I watch Ryan Kalkbrenner run.
He's your motivation. That's right.
Yeah, he's my motivation. No, I actually really love this pick for Charlotte, especially since they traded away Nick Richards. They traded away Mark Williams. They traded away Yusuf Nurkic to Utah over the weekend. Like, they did a good job here with Kalkbrenner. I think this was an excellent value pick for them. And
yeah,
I think
it's a great spot for him.
A solid center. Like, I'm not expecting him to go crazy. Right. But I think he's someone who, like, when you pair with LaMelo, when you pair with Con Knipple, you pair with some of these other
baby.
Guys. Like, yeah, like, I think he'll be like a functional big. Obviously,
absolutely.
I still think there's, limited upside. But he's a phenomenal shot blocker, does it without fouling. He's a good roller. The rebounding at times leaves a little to be desired, but I think, like, in this context, at least he'll rebound well. He can screen, even though he sets some very illegal screens. Like, but I think, like, getting him at 34 is good value here. And he was the best big on my board at this point. And I had him, I think, as like a top 25 guy, just because of, again, limited upside,
41.
Sure, but yeah. He has a very, very, very high floor.
For sure. And I had him at 41, but I always say in the second round or in the lower part of the first, you got to sometimes reach five spots too high to get the guy that you want. And so I don't have a problem with it. The shot blocking is the main thing for Charlotte. It brings them defense on the inside, brings them a little bit of rebounding. If he can hit the three ball, great. Like, that's gravy on top if he's able to hit a couple of threes.
Yeah.
So I like it for where they got him at 34. The 76ers take Jani Broom from Auburn as Joel Embiid insurance, but I'm not so sure that he's going to be as successful as people think. Not near, because he was decorated and heralded in college. Phenomenal year for Auburn, but he's a limited athlete. He's got great footwork.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the handle is going to translate at the NBA level, because the thing he did in college a lot, take the bigs out on the wing and then he would attack from the wing off the dribble. I don't see that translating in the NBA. And then his 3-point shot was hit or miss. And he was very streaky. It was very streaky. And in the NBA, when you got to take a couple of steps back, it's going to be even more difficult for you. So there's stuff to work with. I think I had him 43rd on my big board. So I'm not terribly mad at it, but there's still a couple of other ways I personally would have maybe have gone for the Joel Embiid insurance. What about you?
I mean, with how the board fell, though, I can't be mad at that.
I'm not mad at it, but there's still Raynaud, there's still Zakarski. And there was still Lachlan Ulbrich, and I liked all those dudes.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, I think it's an okay, like, second round pick. It's okay insurance.
It is, because he's an older prospect. He'll be able to play right away.
Yeah.
I get it. Not, I shot, don't love it.
I'm not buying the shot. But I think he'll, at worst, I think he'll be like a solid rim protector, a functional rebounder.
Right.
Like a guy who can play and drop, has, you know, solid footwork in the post, like a little bit of a back to the basket game. Absolutely. Even though he really only finishes over his right shoulder.
That's it.
But I think there's, again, this is another like high floor pick.
I'm not even convinced it's a high floor pick, dude. The Nets, 36, they picked Adu Thoreau, traded to the Lakers. I mean, I love this kid. I love his game. I had him higher on my big board. I had Thoreau in the 20s. I had him 21st overall on my board. So I think this is tremendous value. You get an athlete, one of the best athletes in the class. He can defend. He can dribble drive. He's great on the break. He can rebound for you from the guard position and the wing position. He just cannot shoot.
Yeah. In this context, I like it, not love it. Right. But all this was one of my better value picks of the draft.
It is. It's a great value pick. Absolutely.
Like he's a bulldog. Like he
definitely.
I loved watching him play, especially like when you'd get out in transition. Like he's super, super athletic, super good defensively, very rangy in that way.
Yep.
But yeah, the shot was a concern. The shot was quite the concern. Very physical.
Very, very physical.
But yeah,
he'll mix it up.
The shot was a concern. I don't know. I'm curious to see how they integrate this.
Absolutely. And then the Pistons, this is actually very interesting. Back to free agency. Duncan Robinson's going to the Pistons, right?
Yeah, allegedly.
So he's going to the Pistons. They get much needed 3-point shooting. Chaz Lanier was selected 37th overall by the Detroit Pistons. Gives them much needed 3-point shooting. And I think he's a tough guy. He's not a great defender, but he's a good enough defender. Gives you a little bit of ball handling, but he's just a knockdown shooter. So if you're looking for a specialist type to get him 37th overall, I like it. I like it a lot.
100%. 100%. I loved this pick for them.
Absolutely. The Spurs take Cam Jones out of Marquette, traded to the Pacers. Is Cam Jones athletic enough to survive in the NBA?
I wish.
Yeah, it's good. He's got a tough road, man. I like the fact that he is an old school back to the basket type of player, because I just, you know, I resonate with that. Like I grew up with that, but that's literally how he gets his points when he's operating off the dribble, is back to the basket, back him down, because he can't beat anybody off the dribble.
Correct.
And then his 3-point shooting was some of the worst of his career due to the usage. That may get better because in that Pacers offense, he's not going to have so much usage. Well, they're going to be really bad without Halliburton anyway. Toronto Raptors have a really interesting pick, 39th overall, and Elijah Martin. Formerly from the, you know, played at FAU, then transferred to the Florida Gators, national champs. Built like a Ninja Turtle. This dude is going to have to turn into a point guard, in my opinion. His offense is what scares me. Defensively, he's a dog, man. He's going to be able to do a little bit of everything for you. It's how he can be effective offensively that is my concern.
Yeah, he's another one where the swing skill is the shooting. Like, I think Definitely. He'll be I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, I think his size will probably limit him. Like, you want him to be a point guard in that way, but...
Right.
just because he's too small to be a combo guard. But again, like, I think he's going to be more in an off-ball role. And, like, he's going to need to knock down that shot at a greater than... Like, I'm looking at it right now. 37.2% as a junior in 23.
You know what I just thought of?
Huh?
Him and Jamal Shedd in the backcourt would be a nightmare off the bench. Defensively. You put both of those guys on the floor, it's a long night defensively.
Yeah, I think he's going to spend some time with Raptors 905, though.
100%.
What? Sorry, not to diss you, Elijah, if you're watching this. Please like and subscribe.
That's right.
Yeah, he was 33.8% as a senior, and then as a super senior with Florida, 35% from deep. You know, he's streaky. But yeah, no, him defensively, like, what, 6'1", 6'2", with a 6'8" wingspan?
Yeah, his wingspan's crazy.
Like, he's, yeah.
Nightmare defensively.
Very good rebounder for his size.
Like, absolutely. Very, very good rebounder for his size. And one of the things, maybe we'll see him at the NBA Summer League, and this will be a great time and a great spot for traveling to mention a sponsor of our show, and that's Level 8. So Hoops Profile Beyond the Backboard podcast listeners, today we're introducing a game changer in Level 8 cases. If sleek, durable, and thoughtful designed luggage is your style, then Level 8 delivers like an all-star on game night. They're perfect for traveling to games or whenever your journey takes you. Like a great team, we share a commitment to...
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Top tier performance. Level 8 luggage stands out for its quality and design that you'll love, whether you're on a short getaway or an epic expedition. This partnership isn't just about luggage. It's about taking every journey to the next level, just as we aim to do with every episode. Don't wait. Visit level8cases.com and use the code level8hoop10 for 10% off your next trip companion. That's level, the number 8, hoop 10 for 10% off your next trip companion. It'll be in the description of this video down below. And again, thanks to Level 8 for sponsoring today's show. Matt, we still have more to go before we get to NBA Summer League in Vegas, which I should be there. Well, no, I will be there. Those tickets are booked. You may or may not be there. The Washington Wizards took Micah Peavy, traded to the New Orleans Pelicans. Micah Peavy's a good all-around player. He had a really good combine. Does a little bit of everything. Teammate of Thomas Sorber out of Georgetown. Has good positional size. Were you expecting him to go this high, 40th overall?
No, but once we get to the 40s,
anything can happen. Man. That's right. Speaking of the most Warriors / Sunsy pick ever, Kobe Brea gets traded to the Suns. Again, desperately needed more 3-point shooting. That's it. Not a very good defender.
No.
Not a great ball handler.
No.
But he can shoot that thing.
He's purely a specialist. led the nation in three-point percentage by nearly shooting 50% 2 years ago. He wasn't as efficient this last year, but he was still one of the most efficient.
Is that good?
Yeah.
50%?
Like he's the certified sniper.
So absolutely.
Good for Phoenix.
Absolutely. The Sacramento Kings draft Maxim Reynaud out of Stanford. I mean, I like Reynaud, but I had a feeling he wasn't going to go as high as he thought he was going to go. Again, him shutting it down at the combine after one good outing of the scrimmages, after he committed to all the scrimmages, really rubbed me the wrong way. So yeah, they get a guy that can stretch the floor a little bit, score on the block a little bit. Isn't that strong? He's going to struggle defensively, made a struggle on the boards too. Any thoughts about Maxim Reynaud before we move on?
Good Sabonis insurance. They traded Valanciunas for Dario Saric, which is just a mind-numbingly bad trade for the Kings. But
I mean, they've been doing that a lot lately.
Listen, historically, the Kings are the Kings. But I think this is good value at 42 for him.
Yeah, I think it's good value. I mean, on my big board, I had Reynaud about this area. Where did I have Reynaud? I had him above Hanson Young, I believe, or below. Hold on. Below Hanson Young. I had him 35th on my board. So, yeah, good value. Good value.
Are you telling me he was above the guy that got taken in almost in the lottery?
I said he's below the guy that got taken in the lottery. Bless you.
Oh,
he was below Hanson Young. Hanson Young was 30th on my board. Reynaud was 35th. I didn't think
he was that high.
Yeah, he was. Okay. I didn't have Hanson Young 19th.
You mean 16th?
Oh, wait, 16th. That's right.
Yeah,
16th. It's still mind-numbingly insane to me right now talking about it. It's just insane. Jameer Watkins, this guy really caught my eye at the combine and your eye. The Washington Wizards draft the point of attack defense extraordinaire now, which he turned himself into, because the year prior, he was not that. He was a decent defender, but he wasn't nearly as good as he is this coming into the combine. And he's really found his midi game, gets to his spots really well, and finishes well in transition. I like this value for a Washington Wizards team that I'm probably going to watch every game of.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, how much run does he get?
I don't know, but he's going to be competition for Justin Champagne.
That's fair.
The Thunder, again, completely just destroying the league in terms of being ahead of the curve in their front office, who took Thomas Serber earlier. Took somebody nobody had on their draft boards. Brooks Barnhuizer from Northwestern. Tell us about Brook.
I mean, he was a 6'6", kind of like this hybrid wing guard player. Very productive.
Yeah.
You know, 17 a game last year, averaged nearly 9 rebounds a game, nearly 2.5 steals, 1 block. The Thunder don't have roster spots. So
no.
This guy is going to be with the Blue.
That's their G League team for people that don't know.
Yeah, the Oklahoma City Blue. He wasn't an efficient shooter at all, despite shooting, 78% from the free throw line throughout his career, 42% from the field.
How old is he?
He played 4 years in college. I don't have like the.
Okay, so he's like 22, 23, somewhere in that range. Okay.
Yeah.
All good.
This is just a guy for them to like develop.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. No worries at all. So moving on, Rocco Zakarski gets traded to the Timberwolves. And it's very interesting because he was originally drafted by the Chicago Bulls, who took one of my most underrated bigs in the entire class. We'll talk about later. Rocco's a young 7-foot kid I watched him play overseas in the Australian League. Dude's got a motor to him at 7 foot that doesn't quit. Really active, has good instincts for the ball. He'll block shots for you. He can hook over either shoulder, left or right shoulder. He's a good ball player, man. He's just not super athletic. He's more athletic than the other guy we're going to talk about in a minute.
And he's raw.
Well, super raw. He's what, 19?
Yeah, 18, 19. 18, like
right. He's super young. 7 foot two, 227 pounds, man. He can play.
ESPN has him at 7'3", 257.
I don't know. I'm going to stick with what the NBA has because they do the combine.
Oh, okay. You know what I mean? All right, so, okay, you're looking at the combine. Okay, that would make more sense.
But the next pick, I love it a lot for the Celtics. The Magic traded Amari Williams out of Kentucky, defensive center. He's got great athletic instincts. He can handle the ball and start your break for you. He's a good passer, just can't shoot.
Yeah.
Not very good with his left-handed hook either. And that's like his main weapon is turning over that right shoulder and doing that little hook. His hook ends up more of like a push shot, like he's doing a shot put from his throat. But I like what he does defensively, man, and his ability to handle and get the ball moving. So good value for the Celtics.
Yep.
The Bucks draft Bogolajub Markovic from Megabasket. That's in the Adriatic League, where you play rugby on a basketball court. He's skilled, man. He can shoot it a little bit. He can finish around the rim. I mean, you got to be tough to play in that league, but it's very difficult to evaluate how you operate on an NBA floor because you're always protecting yourself. Like you're always walking around, like no matter what you do, you're doing it to protect yourself. So I'm not really sure how that's going to work out. The Grizzlies, Javon, you got something to say about Mark?
No, I was just going to say like how Milwaukee has drafted the last few years has kind of been mind boggling and developing.
It is. It's ridiculous. Where's Tyler Smith? Has anybody heard from him or seen from him?
The Wisconsin Herd.
Did he ever make an NBA appearance?
Here, I'll look that up.
Because I remember people were trying to tell
one of those like I'm getting in the last like 30 seconds.
Dude, I had people trying to tell me last year the Heat needed to draft him at 15. And I was like, there's no way.
He played 23 games.
Ooh.
But he only played, he only played over 5 minutes three times.
All right. I mean, at least he got in the game.
He had 20-4 on 4 of 6 shooting from deep in 30 minutes against the Pistons in overtime.
Three is what he can do. He can shoot threes. Javon Small, the defensive point guard out of West Virginia for the Grizzlies. He'll be in the G League.
Most of these guys probably are, but yeah.
Tyrese Proctor for the Cavs.
Okay, all right.
What value? That's amazing value at 40.
This is the best pick in the second round outside of Phoenix.
Unreal value. Are you sure the next pick isn't the best pick of the second round?
That's a good point. But yeah, Proctor in Cleveland at 49.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Like, I understand he does have limitations as like a decision maker. There's some limitations like athletically as like a defender.
Right.
Mostly as like an individual, like one-on-one defender, not necessarily a team defender. Where I thought he had like pretty good instincts. You know, the shooting came around as a junior. But like him as like a complementary role.
Oh, it's
alongside
perfect.
Mitchell and Garland, especially with Ty Jerome now gone, like
perfect.
Come on, dude.
Again, the league messed up several times in this draft. Like, and this is definitely another one of those cases. Now, let the Nevada bias begin. With the 50th pick traded to the Clippers, Kobe Sanders. Matt, the floor is yours.
Hey, man, happy Kobe got drafted. If you told me a month ago that this would have happened, I probably wouldn't have believed you. But yeah, like I'm not sure where Kobe fits on that roster in the sense that, like, I think he's another one who just starts in the G League. But
oh, for sure. Because
happy that he got drafted. Good pull up jump shooter, improved playmaker, improved ball handler, even though he's still, you know, there's room to grow in that area. He's an improved defender. Played 5 years in college. He's an all-conference player.
Yeah, because on that roster, Pacome Didiet's still there from last year's draft. He's still in that pipeline.
That's New York.
Oh, he wasn't traded to the Knicks? Oh, no, I was looking at the other pick. Never mind.
Traded to the Clippers.
Disregard everything I said. I was getting ahead of myself.
But I hope he gets a run.
Hopefully, for your Nevada bias. I hope he does. The Clippers did draft Mohamed Diawara from Charlotte Basket. He was traded to the Knicks. And I didn't scout him one bit.
But the next guy
for the Suns drafted Alex Tuhui and traded him to a spot that couldn't be any better. To the Jimmy Butler led. I'm just kidding. It's Steph Curry's team.
Okay. All right.
It's Steph Curry's team, guys. Alex Tuhui going to the Golden State Warriors. I love this landing spot for him. I love this pick for the Warriors. And I could see him getting playing time by the end of the season. The reason I say that, people are underestimating how good he is. This dude can handle the ball. He can shoot it. He attacks the cup. And he can defend and gets out and gets into passing lanes. I like Tuhui a lot. That's a great one. The Utah Jazz. John Tonjay. Just give me the rock. I'm putting it up, coach. Anything to add?
No.
What's up, Eve? Thanks for dropping
in
by.
College. Like I loved watching him at Colorado State a few years ago when he was there. But yeah, he was there. He was in college forever. He's one of the older prospects in this class. And he was very good last year for Wisconsin. I just don't think he has a high ceiling.
Yeah, he just doesn't defend. E says, yes, sir, you already know. Thank you for stopping by. What's this little crown, E? Oh, because you're one of our top fans. That's cool. YouTube's added new goodies. So now the top fans of the show, they've got little crowns. Matt, do you know who Talone Peter is?
No.
I have no idea either, so we're going to skip that one. The Lakers draft Lachlan Albrecht and trade him to the Chicago Bulls. This is going to be controversial. I know you guys are going to be in my mentions. I know you're going to at me on Twitter. He might end up being the better pick between him and Noah Ossingay. I'm just trying to tell you right now. Lachlan Albrecht is great around the rim. Amazing finisher with both hands. And when I mean finisher, I mean below the rim. He sets great screens. He hustles. He's got a great touch from the free throw line. Can shoot a little bit. Can handle the ball a little bit. And is a very good passer with both hands. People are sleeping on Lachlan Albrecht. Thoughts?
I wonder, again, like most of these guys, I just wonder how much run he gets to justify your steaming hot take.
It is a steaming hot take, and I'm going to stand by it. God dang it. Will
he was
Richard,
awesome at the combine, though.
He was. And Raynaud ducked that smoke. They were in the same game, but they never matched up against each other. Every time Raynaud came off the floor, Albrecht came in. And Albrecht was tearing up. And then next game, Raynaud's like, nah, I'm done. He saw Albrecht. No, I'm just kidding. The Grizzlies trade to the Warriors Will Richard from the University of Florida. He's a winner. I didn't think he was going to get drafted. I had him as an undrafted. 6'4", 206. Surprised he got drafted. Prototypical 3-and-D prospect. Matt, the Boston Celtics traded to get Max Sugar. Tell me about Max Sugar.
I liked Max. He's not a great athlete, but for him, like, I think he can defend a little bit. Like he I think defended fairly well in that VCU context. He was an awesome 3-point shooter, you know, throughout his collegiate career. I want to say he was around 40% for his career.
Right.
Again, at this point, you're throwing darts, and like, I think he really fits like what Boston kind of wants to do for someone who's the 57th pick, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I get it. Makes a lot of sense. Niang goes to the Cavaliers from Trento. Where's Trento, Matt? Give me a geography lesson.
Give what?
Huh? I have no idea who this guy is. I don't know where Trento is. No clue. Didn't scout him. Never heard of it. Oh, he's from Senegal.
I think.
But he played in Italy. Okay.
I was going to say, I think it's the Italian league.
Yeah, so that's the Italian league. So he played in the Italian league. He's probably faster than Georges Niang.
Mm-hmm.
The last pick in the draft from the Tennessee Volunteers, Jemiah Meshack, traded to the Grizzlies. That's all we got. E with the power chat. He says, we're gonna extend the show for a power chat. Super chat. Says, what do we think about Kasper Jakachonis to Miami? Oh, E, you missed the party, dude. We love the pick for the Miami Heat. He was number 8 on my big board. Matt had to one-up me like it's the price of right. The price is right and put him at 7. It's an amazing value, man, for him to slide. And this is only possible because the Brooklyn Nets took every other point guard imaginable. It doesn't.
Hey, there's a few other teams who messed up.
No, I'm not saying it's all on the Nets, but I'm saying it's still mind-boggling about what happened to the Brooklyn Nets. So I thank you, E, for the power chat. Those are always welcome. If you want something read on air, power chat us. Super chat us. Man, I'm used to playback. Yeah, I think that was a really good pickup. Yeah, absolutely. E, the one thing about Kasper Jakachonis, he averaged 15 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists almost in college. That was pretty much it. Like, I'm rounding. But in the beginning of the year, it was closer to 20 points per game, closer to 10 rebounds per game, and closer to like 7 assists per game. He's potentially a walking triple-double machine. Just got to get a little bit better foot speed. Got to make sure that he doesn't pick his dribble up when he gets down there in the paint, even though he likes to pump fake and get crafty. I really like what he's going to be able to bring versatility-wise for the Miami Heat. And if you see a triple-double in Summer League, watch out. Miami Heat fans are going to lose their mind. As will Matt Hanifin.
Yep.
But that's it for today's show, guys. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Be like E. Send those super chats. We'll see you next time.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.